It's here and now.
Hey, kids, look, a whole new world to build. Because Lego is here.
Lego has come a long way since this TV spot from the 1960s. Once known for selling plastic interlocking blocks that could become anything, the company now sells plastic interlocking blocks that can become just one thing, like a replica of the Star Wars Death Star.
It's time for the Lego Star Wars Death Star. This is pretty heavy. It can't even carry this.
So we're going to be...
That's a clip from EvanTube HD. Young Evan has a huge following on YouTube, and in his videos, he puts together these intricate Lego toys. The Lego company has tapped into that type of social media to become the world's most valuable toy company. Here at Now Media, analyst John Carroll joins us now to take apart the multicolored bricks of Lego marketing. John, welcome.
Nice to be here.
And by the way, we also have on the other side of the table the five-year-old son of our managing editor, Kevin Sullivan. Sam is here. Hi, Sam.
I watched him do lots of those building.
Evan, you did? You've seen a bunch of his videos?
Lots of them.
Lots of them. And tell us what you have in front of you right now.
Ninjago Legos, and he sometimes works on them.
You've got a bunch of little Lego guys there on this green, an old-fashioned green platform that Lego has been making for a long time, since I was a kid. Tell us about some of the stuff you've built on there.
I have this earth driller, and what happens when you move the front wheels?
Wow.
The front part moves.
Turns as well. Well, so John, you see this, you've heard Evan, EvanTube HD. What is going on here? This has nothing to do with Lego, right?
They say they're not affiliated with EvanTube and the Evan Industrial Complex, but it's amazing. He's got videos that hundreds of thousands, several million people have viewed on the internet. He has these time-lapse videos, so he's like the Usain Bolt of Lego World. He builds these really elaborate creations in 3 minutes through time-lapse photography, and it's impressive. He's sort of a role model for anybody who wants to go out and immerse himself in the world of Lego.
And what kind of an impact is he having on Lego's bottom line?
Legos is the most valuable toy company in the world, so I don't know how much Evan is responsible for, but it's all part of this sort of mix of marketing, social media, and sort of cultural footprint that Lego has that really makes it a unique product.
And Sam, you watch these Evan videos, right? And then what? And then your dad tells us that you go right to him and say, "I want that one."
Yep.
Yeah. So what have you seen Evan do that you decided I've got to have that one?
I saw him do the Temple of Light, and I don't have it, and I really want it. And it's such a big set.
You hear that, Dad?
I remember when I was a kid, I went and got the Lego airport, which was really fun to put together. But the ones that they have now seem like they're much more involved and complicated. How many pieces would you say fit into that little drill car thing?
One.
Well, now it's just one, but what? How many pieces did you have to put together?
I think maybe 300.
300 pieces. Wow. So it's pretty complicated to put together. John, are other toy companies doing this, relying on social media marketing?
Yeah, they're trying to. I don't think they're quite the phenomenon that Lego is. Lego's got a position in the culture that sort of combines adults and kids both. There's a lot of nostalgia for Lego, and parents look to buy it for their kids because they want the kids to have the same experience they did and have the same sort of relationship with the toy company. So that's a big part of Lego's edge. There are other block companies out there that make sort of things similar to Lego, but they don't have the kind of traction or foothold that Lego does.
And this kind of cross-promotion is not new. It's been it's done before with toys being made into TV shows or clothing lines or movies being made into toys and all of that. There's a Lego movie coming out in February. Here is a clip from that.
My fellow master builders, including but not limited to Superman, Wonder Woman, the Mermaid, Green Ninja, 1980-something Space Guy,
hello,
Michelangelo, and the 2002 NBA All-Star.
It seems as though Morgan Freeman manages to make his way into just about every movie that there is. But tell us how this social media marketing move has changed the way that toy companies really get connected with kids.
Well, there's a couple of things. First, there's licensing. So Lego is a master at licensing. licensing and picking out the right properties to affiliate itself with. And at that point, you know, what you do is you turn this into a self-propelled marketing machine, because the movie is going to create publicity. There are 17 new Lego sets that are accompanying the movie. So you're going to have this sort of infusion of new toys and new sets to build. And that drives people to the web to share their experiences, which drives more people to the new sets, et cetera, et cetera. So it is this marketing machine, basically, that has much more clout and much more reach now than it ever did before, when it was just relying on traditional mainstream marketing.
Does it work as well with adults, or is this something about marketing directly to kids in this way?
I think it probably works with adults. We could ask Sam's dad what he thinks. I think it works with adults because it's something that they can share. There are all kinds of Facebook pages. There are all kinds of groups associated with this. This is really a community, basically, that Lego has been able to consolidate because of social media, because of digital media, that allows it to do things that it couldn't do before. You could have fan clubs, but you couldn't have the kind of instant communication that you have now.
All right, I have a couple questions for this side of the table. Sam, are you going to go see the Lego movie?
I think so.
Yeah? You excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, Sam's dad, how much money do you think you have spent on Legos over the years?
I'm sort of afraid to go there.
don't want to go on record, huh?
I don't want to go on record, yeah.
All right. Well, so, John, I have to say, I'm not terribly surprised that companies have figured out how to do this with social media marketing. What does surprise me is that it's Lego. This is a company that has been around as a cultural force forever.
Right. And there are people who are completely devoted to Lego, adults included. There's one guy, a guy in Britain who has done a history of the United Kingdom in Legos. So he's done everything from the building of Stonehenge to the signing of the Magna Carta to the Black Death to the birth of Prince George last month. He's done it all in Legos. And he's a cultural phenomenon. There are a whole series of what are called brick films, which are people who make stop-action animation films with characters built out of Lego blocks. This is a painstaking process, but it's something that people are dedicated to. So there's an emotional connection with many brands, and there's certainly an emotional connection with Lego that goes beyond sort of it being a consumer good and turns it into something else.
Sam, what is your favorite thing about Legos? Why do you like them so much?
Because they're fun.
They're fun. And what's your favorite thing that you've ever made with Legos before?
The Earth Driller.
That guy right there, you brought it in. The Earth Driller.
The Earth Driller.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. All right, well, Sam Sullivan, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And John Carroll, as always, Here and Now Media Analyst, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And Robin, we have one of Sam's videos at hereandnow.org. You can go find it there. And parents of young kids might recognize this tune as the theme to Ninjago TV show, one of the many cross-promotional platforms that Lego is using.
And we apologize if it drives you crazy. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. Let's thank our construction team. Our director is Alex Ashlock. He produces along with Lynn Menegon, Emiko Tamagawa, Hitesh Hattie, Jill Ryan, Catherine Gorman, Rachel Rohr, Natalie Winston, Eileen Balinski, Jessica Alpert, Erica Morrison, and this week, Rachel Gottbaum.
Our production assistant is Kainat Khan. Our newscast producer is Christina Sorensen. Our technical director is Doug Sugarts, with help from Jim Kiesling and John Perotti.
Our managing editors are, he'll always now be known as Sam's dad, Kevin Sullivan, and Chris Ballman. Kathleen McKenna is the boss of us, senior producer of Here and Now.
I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Best Buy,